It's 9 o'clock. Hooray! It's time for the news, everyone. Welcome back. It's the second hour of Vancouver FM right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My bestie, Mechatron, is here.
Oh!
Thank you so much for joining.
I'm addicted to radio.
Hooray! That's the right thing.
Yeah!
If you are out there at Radio Land and you want to host a show, I've been hosting a show for 8 years, and you can do it too. Just go to cjsf.ca, find the volunteer page and sign up, or come by the station. We're in room 1420 of the sub here at SFU Burnaby.
They're all really nice here.
Yep. And we're on the air 24/7. 365, CJSF.ca, 90.1 FM, and apps like Radio Garden, TuneIn, and the CJSF app when it drops. So good. It's time for the news. So, a couple events coming up here in the Metro Vancouver Regional District. We've got Infidels Jazz on Friday, January 23rd and January 24th. On the 23rd, they're doing City Pop. So, jazz covers of City Pop, Japanese City Pop. Yep.
Banger.
Yeah, 80s and 90s.
I love City Pop.
Yeah, City Pop is super good. That's at the Rickshaw.
Like jazz covers that. Oh, I love the Rickshaw too.
Yeah, yeah. It's think like 80s and 90s Japanese pop.
Yeah.
But done with a live jazz band. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's so niche.
And then the next night, Infidels Jazz is also presenting Stereo Sonic, playing Sonic the Hedgehog at the Rec Room on Granville.
Oh, my friend would be all over that.
Yeah, I will send that onwards. Facebook. Most of these things are on Facebook. I know Facebook's a bit of a boomer platform, but it's where the events are.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. At the Vancouver Convention Center, F2F, the Vancouver weekend of Magic the Gathering, February 20th from 11:30 to February 22nd at 7 p.m.
I made a terrible mistake last year.
Did you buy magic cards?
We did a booster draft with a full booster box over Cecilia's birthday.
Oh, boy.
And then me and my friend went big in on it. But he small aside, I know it's news hour, but
it's fine.
He wanted the Sephiroth so bad that he bought another booster box, ripped through the whole thing and didn't get it. So on his birthday, okay, here's the intense
part. Did people
part.
Pull together?
I found it for $20 on a TCG player or whatever. I bought it for him. I sneakily opened a pack, like,
oh, nice.
Exacto the bottom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he wouldn't notice. The back bottom. I snuck out the legendary, snuck him in, and then I resealed it with tape.
Nice.
And then I handed it to him and hid it as soon as he opened it. He just ripped it open and didn't even notice. And he's like, how did you do this? And I'm like, you'll never know.
Nice. So good.
Because he's like, I want to pull it. I can't buy it. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be bad.
There you go. East German mail opening
style. That was
Evan,
yeah.
Oh, shout outs. At the Kindred Band Room in Melbourne, Australia, March 6th, the Interrupt Festival. Some of our very good friends are going to be there. That is going to be a hardware chiptune festival based on the M8, which is a super cool piece of gear made by Trash 80 himself out of Los Angeles. He will be there. Trash 80, Azuria Sky, Mikey 303 from the Seattle scene, Chibi Tech, who lives in Japan, Chipsil from Ireland, perhaps Bry, a.k.a. Bryface from Vancouver, Abraid from Sydney, Citrix, Calavera, Neon System 95, Avril Kedavra, Hope.dmg, Cat Full of Ghosts on VJ, Kate Geck on VJ.ay, and Snot Dog. So that is a stacked. It's going to be absolutely, absolutely stacked. Basically all the team that worked with Square Sounds Melbourne. So there was Square Sounds Tokyo and Square Sounds Melbourne, which was an annual chiptune festival. And a lot of our scenes were there. So good. So that's coming up in March. And then, of course, a little further on in the year, it has just been announced. Go check out Van Retro Gaming on Instagram or VancouverGamingExpo.com. That's the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo 2026. Woo!
When is it?
June 20th.
Whoa!
Usually the third. You should. And I'm pretty sure that the tickets are still $25. Oh, they're a little bit more. They're $28.57. So, you know, it's been growing every year. They've been $25 for many years, but it's been growing every year.
Inflation.
Thousands of people. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people come through.
That's fun, though.
Yeah. And it's always fun. There will be new Vancouver merch, as there always is every year. Come by, say hi. Tons of cool performers. They're embracing the retro EA Sports vibe because it will be during World Cup.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. The art here is like Mario Strikers and, you know, inspired.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Chun-Li. and Lakitu and Peach is on there. Yep. Yeah. So good. Shout out Brian at Game Deals. Yeah. If you need the source, my favorite retro game store in town is Games Deals in New West. I love them. That's where I got Electroplankton. I know. Sorry. Well, they always are.
I know. That's like intense, though. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She has never slipped. It's more like leg hour.
Leg, leg life.
Yep. Leg is life. And yeah, that's pretty much the news for right now. So, definitely come by. We'll have way more information as the year progresses with the VRGE. That is the highlight of the calendar in town here. And we're still listening to a little bit of Claire Obscure 33.
However, which track are we on now?
We are on Déchire la Toile.
Déchire la Toile.
Tear the something. Toile, well, étoile is a star. Toile, yeah, déchire is like to tear, yeah. But I did want to play the Miss Piggy Game Awards with Rolf.
Oh,
so we have to do this.
I do love Rolf.
Wing it!
So the Game Awards is a huge event, but yeah. Here, we'll listen in. We'll be right back.
Something like this. In a world where gaming games are so exciting, waiting all year long until the time will come. Your turn.
What? I can't just make up any words without some meaning.
Pretty good.
This is stupid. This whole thing is really dumb.
Hey, you got it. So if you're looking for some friends, just stick around. Oh, yes, the Game Awards will...
never let you down?
Good luck.
Excuse me?
As we all now come together across the Great Divide.
Oh, from Tokyo to London, we're all watching side by side.
So if you're looking for some fun, the time is now. Here we go. Oh, yes, the Game Awards will never let you down.
What?
Go ahead.
It's a night of magic and online chats galore.
Exactly. It's a shame that host Jeff Keighley's such a bore.
Hey!
Kidding.
All the trailers and celebs and big awards.
Really rigged. Oh. Don't forget about all our friends on Discord.
Oh boy, I'm getting so excited about this wonderful world of gaming.
Well, here's some awesome titles you simply can't ignore.
You mean the names of all the games that I'll be playing?
Yeah, now let's get ready. Let's get set. You guys keep score.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's Mario, Minecraft, Legend of Zelda, Nominee, Donkey Kong, Bonanza, Kingdom Hearts Peak, Shovel Knight, Fortnite, Overcooked, Tomb Raider, and Tomodachi Life, Indiana Jones, Marvel, Robinson, Shenmue, Fall Guys, Ask, Come Under, Tale It Takes Two, and I know you've all been waiting so long for their delayed release of Hollow Knight Silk Song!
Ooh. Glad I didn't have to do that.
1, 2, 3.
So when I'm Princess Peach, wearing my super crown.
Oh yes, the Game Awards will always let you down.
Stop it.
Your turn.
Oh, I can't think of anything now. I need a noun.
Awards will never let you down. But the pig just did.
You'll have a place to wear your sparkly gown.
Everyone.
Oh, yes, the
Game Awards will never let you down.
Oh. So good. And then you go, we absolutely, yes, we have to watch Statler and Waldorf roast the Game Awards.
Oh my gosh, was that was like what is it, a couple years ago?
No, this is, this well, 2024, yeah, you're right.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Gonna go on.
Can't have,
well, again, we'll be right back.
Last 10 years.
Oh! Hey, guys, up here, host, you know we can hear you.
Oh, good. Can you hear this?
Yeah, please wrap it up.
Statler and Waldorf, everybody. It's the last thing we need tonight. Listen, fellas, if you don't mind, we have a lot of people here in the audience waiting to see the show.
Yeah. Speaking of a lot of people, why isn't this theater full, huh?
Yeah, we heard you always sell out.
Oh, got him.
All right, let's keep the show rolling.
It's already rolling.
Off a cliff.
Oh!
Yeah, we're here all night, Statler and Waldorf. I don't know what we signed up for. All right, well, in any case...
Did you catch all that?
No, but I wish the rest of the show went that fast.
Yeah, it's like the game commercials with award interruptions.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, hey, someone watching online saw us on the show.
Oh, yeah? What did they say?
Let's see. Riverrunner 445 said, have you two ever considered becoming developers?
We're already developers.
We are?
Yeah. By watching this show, we're developing an immunity to bad entertainment.
Wait.
Statler and Waldorf.
Did you know that Jeff Keighley's friends with him?
Yeah, but does Kojima know that?
Oh, there he is, our man, Hideo Kojima. Oh, so good. Death Stranding 2. That's another game that came out.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Norman Reedus FedEx delivery driver.
That was such a weird, like, bait and switch, too.
Yeah.
Like, when Kojima did that teaser that was so wild, and then Norman Reedus was in that, and they're just, like, actually Death Stranding.
Yeah.
Actually, Abney, you met tonight, Escalotes. Yep. He is a huge Death Stranding fan.
It's a wild game.
Mm-hmm. I started playing it. And it's pretty intense. Yeah. But then I played Claire Obscura.
Every time I look at Death Stranding, it always makes me think of these. There are a couple of Japanese girls who climb up mountains with like 6 kegs of beer on the back.
Dude.
And so every time I see it, I'm like, Death Stranding.
Well, no, that's all I think.
Because they bring fresh, what they call namabiru, draft beer, up to the mountains.
I could use a namabiru.
Yeah, yamanamabiru. Mountain draft beer.
Sounds delicious.
I know, it's super good. Speaking of the Game Awards, now that we've done enough. Yeah, let's
segue.
Yeah, right? Winners and nominees. Guess what? It's the Claire Obscura Expedition 33
Whoa!
Show. But what's nice about this is that they show some of the other ones. So you get to see, like, Death Strand. So for Game of the Year.
Oh!
Clip series, so Death
Split
Stranding.
Fiction.
Yeah, right?
I'm actually playing through that with somebody right now.
Nice, nice, nice,
Jason
nice.
From Victoria.
Hazel Light. I'm trying to remember.
Hazel Light Studios. I can't remember. They did the Brother Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah. Starbreeze.
So,
yeah.
Never played that, but it was supposed to be a really good narrative.
They did
game.
It Takes Two.
It Takes Two. I did not like that one, but myself. I couldn't figure it out. And
it's
I think
very
it was,
much a, you should play it with someone you're married to.
I think I was drunk. Like, let's just be honest, Megan. I don't think I can figure that out. But Split Fiction, I wasn't sure about it until it turned me into a piggy and I could wallow in the mud.
There you go.
I could turn into a slinky pig and I could jump on bubbles.
Nice.
And that, I could have spent hours.
Did you play the open world Kirby game?
That,
I guess that's a Switch 2 thing. So
no, I
yeah,
never
but
that one.
That's it's very cool. I played a bit of the demo.
Ooh,
so cool. Yeah, okay, best narrative, Claire Obscura, but also Ghost of Yote and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2.
Yeah, so
Silent,
good.
Silent Hill F, I saw a lot of people stream that about, you know, because it came out, I think, October, I want to say. Let's see when did it come out.
I feel like
out.
Silent Hill always
September
had
25th. Yeah,
a really
so
good
people
story.
Were playing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played through it though.
I'll be honest, I'm not a horror game or horror.
Are you?
Movie.
Oh no.
No, I'm not.
I'm a huge horror fan. I can't play horror games.
Horror games are there's so
I
much.
I remember playing
much.
Outlast and it was enough to like I literally had nightmares.
Hold up.
I cannot be chased by anything.
There's this game, Still Wakes the Deep.
So that sounds horrifying.
So Still Wakes the Deep is set in Scotland. Cool thing about this, I think it actually came out, last year, 2024. So, cool thing about this, the developer, the guy who headed the project, pushed, a great consternation from the publishers, he pushed for an entire Scottish Gaelic dub of the game.
Whoa!
So you can play it in English and Scottish Gaelic.
That's so cool.
So, if I were to play it, I would, of course, play it, you know, on Gaelic, so, yeah. but yeah, it's set, I believe, on an oil rig in Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, spooky. Spooky.
That's
spooky
enough.
And damp.
Anything isolated like that.
Yep.
First horror game I ever played was Alone in the Dark. OG.
For me, it would have been Resident Evil. Resident Evil 2, RE2.
Well, I guess my dad played it, but I watched, and I was really scared.
That is a super scary movie. Yeah, RE4 was pretty good. I used to play that co-op with a buddy. Best art direction, Claire Obscura, but also Hades gets a shout out. Ghost of Yote gets a shout out.
Hades is so good.
Best score and music, Claire Obscura. Best audio design, Battlefield 6. Let's go, my boys at DICE out there in Sweden. No, the sound design, it's they always do a great job.
True. Okay.
Because they do it is an FPS, but like the immersion, it's very good. They actually go out and record all of the weapons and everything, and it's a super fun game.
Well, and just like also just handling the chaos and those kind of FPSs is really important for you to know where everything's happening. And so like that's the thing, even in sound design for movies and stuff, when it's that immersive, it's like really impressive when they can do that right. And I think in Battlefield 6 they did.
Jennifer English picks up best performance.
She's so lovely. I mean, I've never met her, but she seems really lovely. And I love that scene, actually, looking at Ghost of Yote as well. What's her name again? Erica?
Erica Ishii.
Erica Ishii in the crowd. I just remember seeing that scene, and she was just all like, yes, girl power. Yep. And I just really loved that. Yep. Seeing people support each other like that was really fun.
Games for Impact, South of Midnight, Best Indie Game, Independent Game. Clair Obscur, Best Debut Indie Game. Dispatch, also shout outs to Dispatch.
Dispatch was fun.
It's an interesting, I didn't play it, but I watched a couple of streamers play it. So I basically, I saw the whole entire thing, because they did multiple storylines.
I played it through.
Yeah.
It was really, really an engaging story.
Yes.
I could have done without any of the, like, because they tried to add some of that kind of quick time eventy kind of feeling stuff. I just turned that off right away because I was like, the story speaks for itself. Yeah. The choices were really, really cool. I also didn't really like how they shoehorned you into the romances.
Yeah, wasn't there just like two options?
Pretty much, yeah. And I'm like, you can't just put Malevola in there and not expect somebody to be like, excuse me, madam, why am I going for these other girls when that woman is standing there holding a beer? Yep. But no, I like, all joking aside, it's a really wonderful, like, really cool story. I actually remember I played through Wolf Among Us in that day. It was kind of the same people who had a part to do in that back in the day. I don't know.
Best ongoing game, No Man's Sky.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they've really... that in terms of, like, turning a game around, that's the gold standard for turning a game around.
I picked up that this year as well, and it is actually incredible all they've done. Cool. And then the recent, like, just for that game to be out...
Because they just dropped the new, like, DLC.
Huge update that basically changed the game for multiplayer. It makes it, like, and the designs, the Corvette designs and that, unbelievable, yeah. It's such a cool concept.
Baldur's Gate 3, I played that, shout out B, I played that in Ohio, and I only played maybe about 2 hours of it, but I really enjoyed it. It's definitely one of those games, like, because it's so dialogue heavy and so she explained it to me as it's D&D with really good voice acting because of the setting, and also because it's dice roll heavy in, like, the dice roll mechanic in the game. It is still an RPG at the end of the day.
It's incredible too, and honestly, the story, it's a huge game to play through, but I also know people who have like a thousand hours in it. It's wild. Me and Jordy played 80 hours in that game, and we've just burnt out before right at the third act, and I haven't been able to go back to it because it's just so long. So hopefully I'll play through completely, but
is this
I played Divinity back in the day too. Like, Divinity 2 is pretty incredible. So
it's Umamusume. What if Japanese racing horses were anime girls? Best mobile game, Umamusume Pretty Derby.
Oh,
yep.
I love this.
So good.
Crazy good.
Yep. Yep, I had to play it. The soundtrack was great as well. I don't know if this is the one I'm thinking of or not. Yeah, I'll have to look it up on my phone, but it's
great.
It's a banger. Sonic Rumble. Withering Waves! Shout out Withering Waves.
It was really fun. Yep. I was thinking about going back to it because I started it when it first came out. I'm a little bit of a gacha fan.
Yeah. You got me into Genshin. I didn't play Genshin. Yeah.
Actually, Honky Tonk Star Rail. Yeah. Honk Guy Star Ale. We used to, Jordy and I called it Honky Tonk Space Genshin. Honk Guy Star Rail, still just an incredible game. It just gets to be so much after a while. Yeah. And then, like, that one, like, really fun too. But yeah, it's just so much of your time is spent in those games. But really fun.
VR AR game, Midnight Walk. I haven't really played too much VR AR stuff. I quite like VR, so I think it's super cool.
It's interesting.
What was it? Super Hot. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
Super
was
Hot
an
is
interesting
an
game.
Awesome game.
I get sick sometimes, like motion sick.
Oh, totally. A lot of people do. Yeah, a lot of people do. Absolutely. Hades 2, best action game.
Woo!
I would agree with that.
Yeah, let's go.
I can't believe we actually got a new Ninja Gaiden, which is crazy. Those games are so ridiculously hard. Ninja Gaiden walked so that Elden Ring could run.
I'm so happy Hades.
Ninja Gaiden walked so that Elden Ring could roll.
Oh, yeah. I used to be really bad at hard games.
Yeah,
I'm still bad at them, but I'm more
you understand.
Resilient.
Yeah, exactly. Best action adventure, Hollow Knight, Silk Song, super good. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle. I heard some decent things about that.
Yeah. I think Searcifer was really interested in that one, too. I think he placed that one.
It's a Bethesda thing.
In his... We all did the voting for it.
Nice.
I'll have to ask him about it.
Best RPG, Clair Obscur. I wanted Kingdom Come to win Best RPG.
I definitely really liked... It's the one that felt... Like, I remember King's Quest back in the day.
Hell yeah.
And I was, under 10 years old playing, maybe so young playing that game. So it's, to play Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, it was so, what's the word? So... The medieval side of things. It felt so authentic.
Yes.
And that was, it was really, really interesting to play through. And... All of the stuff that you do felt really, really organic as well. I remember, with no spoilers or anything, because I think that everybody should play the game. I remember going through and I was, following through one quest, and I just explored a little bit further because somebody was saying that he thought that somebody was out in the woods doing this or that. And I ended up finding a character that you're not supposed to meet up with again.
Nice.
Until way later down the thing, and it ended up doing this whole scene and that, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, because you know that this whole time you're walking in parallel to someone else in the game, but it's really cool that you can find him during his journey while you're kind of doing the thing. And then later on, I went back to the same spot and he wasn't there, and it was I don't know, that kind of immersion is really cool to play in a game. It just feels really new and actually super zen doing the apothecary stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like a little mini game. Mm-hmm. You're like, meh, meh, meh. You're using the mortar and pestle and
I just started playing Where Winds Meet.
Oh.
And actually, shout out to Charlotte's show, Communegotiator. She is great. She is originally from Sichuan Province in China. She's a programmer, a host here on CJSF. And she goes live on Thursdays. And we spent several episodes talking about Chinese culture and also Black Myth Wukong and Where Winds Meet and how Chinese video games have kind of come to the forefront now.
Well, all of the Hoyo games are Chinese and unbelievable too. And actually their translations and everything, it's
really good.
Crazy good. And even what do they call it? The localization aspect. Mm-hmm. So all of the jokes and all of the English translations are very, very authentic to our culture in that too. So it's we're a lot of things are really lost in translation in some of those. All of their games are really incredible. I wasn't sure about Where Winds Meet because sometimes you look at it and you see it pop up on the socials and you're like, oh, is this a scam? And especially now with all the AI stuff, oh, okay, I'm gonna, this isn't a real game. But it's neat to hear that that one is. I'll have to check it out.
I've put about 8 or 9 hours into it because I kind of switched to playing whole metric boatload of Kirby games right now. Kirbyuary, shout out Kirbyuary. Well, we didn't talk about that. Our brand news, everybody, Bitcoover has reached Twitch affiliate status.
Woo!
So twitch.tv/Bitcoover, multiple days a week. We stream usually around 7 p.m. onwards kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Tuesdays, because that's when I do the show.
Can't do both.
Yeah, no, can't cover my own. So expect to see lots of cool stuff. I did play a little bit of Where Winds Meet on stream. The cool thing about it is that from someone who's done martial arts and I'm a big fan of classical Chinese culture, it's very accurate. I mean, I would expect so because it's from China. It is a mainland Chinese game. But it feels, the costumes, even though there's a crazy amount of character customization, the costumes feel accurate. The dialogue, because I play in with Mandarin audio English subtitles. It's great. Mm. It's fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah, it's set in the Song Dynasty. Yeah, and there's even... there's a plucked classical Chinese instrument called the guqin. There's a guqin minigame.
And
a fishing minigame. There's and also you've got the floating crouching tiger style jumping. And you can choose Shaolin and Wudong style. It's really, really good.
Cool.
So yeah. And it's free to play. So
yeah, well that's why I'm like, this looks too good to be real.
The way they monetize it is through character customization gacha.
Always gets me.
So I'm not a gacha guy. But I'll play gacha games, but sometimes I'll grind it out. Like the Mahjong game I sent to you, Mahjong Soul. Free to play, but you unlock characters through gacha.
I like to be able to, as long as you give me enough
yeah.
without having to pay. It's yeah. like, that's the thing with Hoyu. I think I got a little deep and heavy into the Genshin. After okay. a while, you're convincing yourself on those banners about things that you'd never convince yourself otherwise.
I bought a whole bunch. I've sunk 1,600 hours into, maybe like 1,400 hours into Overwatch, and I've bought some skins.
Dangerous.
And back in the day when we used to play League, I bought some League skins from time to time. I wasn't as bad as some other folks, some of my other buddies. One of my dudes, like, he was like,
it's crazy how much you get into that, though. And
I've known people who've spent like $5,000 on skins.
Funny, I played Fallout Shelter for a long time. That was such an
addicting mobile game, right?
Yeah, that was the one where you had all the little guys and everything. And I spent. In the realm of people spending money on cell phone games, not much at all, but way more than I ever would have realized that I wanted to spend if I had have been thinking about it. And then I tried to go back to it, and I lost everything. And I was so mad because, like, I'm like, well, I had all this cool stuff. And I was so mad, I actually contacted Google and I contacted the company, and they actually refunded me all of my... I was like, whoa, that customer service. Like, that's wild.
Nice.
I don't recommend doing that, really, but it was nice for me.
Shout out to one of the legends in the chiptune scene, Fear of Dark. We're going to play something from September 2022. This is the Dr. Kobushi's Labyrinth Laboratory soundtrack, and holy crap, so good. Yeah, Fear of Dark is incredible. Shout out to Lucky Pochi for putting Katamari Fear of Dark on her playlist. Best fighting game, Fatal Fury, 2KXO.
That's the Riot one. Yeah, I never played.
Yeah, it's basically League of Legends Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I played League of Legends back in the day, but then I stopped and my mental health improved, so
I
back.
When you're on the treadmill sometimes, it's like...
Like, I get smacked down just as much as I did in League as I do in Overwatch, but I have way more fun in Overwatch.
My problem was always just the actual investment you have to do to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the, like, I would go away from it for a couple months, and then all of a sudden everything had changed. And yeah, it was like either you just learn a character to the point that it doesn't matter what you're building, you're just so good with it. But I really I don't know. It was just so that inconsistency, and I'm way too competitive to go in and out of a game like that. Mm-hmm. So it's all or nothing for me, and I don't know. It wasn't very healthy for me either.
Best family game, Donkey Kong Bonanza. Shout out Voxels. Mario Kart World also came out this year.
Oh yeah,
on the Switch too.
Yeah. I haven't played it.
No, I
don't have a Switch.
I have a Switch 2 or a PS5. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did play a little bit of Halo Infinite. I got back into that a bit. It's really fun. Although I am a big fan of the OG Halos, and I did actually find, shout out Game Deals in New West, I found a physical copy of the Master Chief Collection, which has pretty much everything until Halo 4.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's got Reach. Shout out Reach. Great game.
Fine.
Best sim strategy game, FF Tactics.
Yeah, I never played FF Tactics, but it's been like
Chronicles.
The boys all got back into that.
Tempest Rising. Tempest Rising looked cool. Best sports racing game, Mario Kart World, beating out EA Sports. Take that. Haha. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. Okay. We must talk about Ark. That game blew up.
It's so interesting.
It's an extract shooter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you like Tarkov,
yeah,
and you want to play in Cyberpunk,
apparently it's more of a casual like access to it, which is why I was sitting there and wondering. I did download it, and then I played with some people, and then things blew up because one of them didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah,
and so he instantly got the other two killed right away, yeah. And they lost everything, yeah. And there was like a rage quit involved, and ooh. I was like, oh no. Oh. So I've gone and uninstalled, okay. And I'm thinking about going back to it when I have some other people to play with.
I'll play with you.
Yeah, let's give it a go.
I'll play Ark Raiders with you.
Yeah. You just don't get mad if
I don't,
blow up, right?
I don't get mad at video games. I try not to.
Sometimes I do, but
I go more like, oh, why did they design it like this? Or I suck. I get mad at the engine or myself, not at other people.
Yeah, I used to be a headphone thrower.
Sure.
That was a big time.
I've never thrown a controller or anything. I've slammed like that, but I've never broken anything.
Dark Souls 1, I walked into...
Okay, Bloodborne, sure. Bloodborne is like what happens to your palms after that game.
Hades was what unlocked my gamer resilience in playing games that you lose
Automata.
Over and over and over Near again
Automata.
To. Yeah, Dark Souls, I didn't know what I was walking into. I walked into a LAN party. They had 6 Xboxes set up in Wiles Crescent there, where you jump in through the front window. And it was a bunch of boys, and the trolliest one hands me a controller.
Nice.
And says, "Hey, Megan, I bet you can play this game." And I tried it, and the controls triggered me so much, I literally screamed. I was like, this is the worst I've ever played.
Which Halo?
No, not oh. Halo. Dark Souls.
Oh, Dark Souls. Oh, yes.
And I chucked the controller at him because he was laughing. He was cackling at me. I bet you can guess who that was. And I stormed out because I was like, this is BS. I'm not hanging out watching you guys play this piece of junk. I have way more appreciation for Dark Souls now, but
oh,
I was
sure.
A different person back then.
You know, I might want to go back and try Elden Ring because I put about 20, 25 hours into it, and mm-hmm. I just...